For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Really exciting. Everything I could have dreamed of, for sure.
You gotta love it. The Wild beat the Boston Bruins 3-2. That was Matt Boldy, rookie who was playing in his first regular season NHL game. And he was in front of his hometown crowd, okay? Went to Boston College, grew up outside of Boston, and scored his first goal. Maxi, that was a really, really cool moment to see that. You gotta love it. Man.
The odds of scoring a goal in your first game, period. The odds of playing your first game at your hometown when you're not from that town. I mean, we're not playing for that team.
Right.
And then to score a goal there, just, that was something. And, of course, it ended up being the game-winning goal, too, as the game played out. So I remember Jake Guentzel playing for Pittsburgh.
A little bit different,
but Mike Guentzel and Stanley went out there to watch the game. And, of course, first you just don't even, you don't even know how much he's going to play, you know?
Right.
And then he scored a goal, you know, and
that was
I remember that video. And you go, what are the odds of the first game? And, you know, parents go to it and they probably got to leave after that. And, Charlie Lindgren played goalie for Montreal and his family went out there and they won his first game against Carolina. And it's like they just were playing college or something and now they're playing in the pros. So that was big. But of course, the bigger storyline out of that was Kirill Kaprizov getting
hurt. I got to ask about that, because when you see that hit, that Trent Frederick hit, that seemed like a targeted hit. Kaprizov went head first in the boards. It just infuriates me. It seems like the Bruins were targeting him.
Well, yeah, or the kid made a bad mistake, and, you know, whether he should have or shouldn't have been, you know, sometimes they do it on their own accord as opposed to the team saying, or they misinterpret when the coach says, you know, take care of Kaprizov. They didn't mean that, but he only got a minor for that. And obviously it set off Dean Evason as well, and we'll see the results. I mean, this has just been a bad period of time for the Wild. Thankfully, they got that win last night. But, I mean, injuries and, you know, Joel Eriksson Ek, who's that physical presence like Kaprizov out in front of the net, is hurt too. And Goligoski got hurt last night. And, I mean, it's just been on and on. But that one will live for a little while because you don't do that. And then they get a minor for it. And then, they got in a fight with him later. Of course, they tried to take care of business. But that's not good. And they only see Boston a little bit now that they're in the East. Mike Riley's on that team now. I ran to Mike out Christmas shopping a couple of weeks ago at the at one of the malls. I had a nice long visit with him. And, of course, he was with the Wild for a while and is now playing out in Boston, played last night as well. But you don't see those teams in the East very often at all. So you don't get to seek revenge as often as you do when it's somebody inside your division.
I suppose that's true. Okay, Vikings game on Sunday. It's just kind of one of those, I mean, what are your thoughts on it as we...
Like Justin Fields now entered the protocol, the rookie talented but still learning on the job but quarterback for Chicago. He's kind of a fun storyline because he does some fun things, but he's out. And then you get into, you know, the Vikings will find out who's left for them in terms of protocol. But the whole storyline is going to be about, you know, who gets to keep their jobs. You know, it's going to be shots of Mike Zimmer and commentators talking about that, and then they'll take a shot at Rick Spielman, and you know, and I've just, these are never good days for anybody. They're not fun for the people involved. They're not fun for the fans. They're not fun for the media. It's just kind of a reminder that this season wasn't what you hoped it would be when you're playing for nothing at the end of the year, and for the second straight year, they're playing for nothing at the end of the year.
Yes, they are. Gopher women's basketball defeats Rutgers 62-49.
Yeah, and they basically took the lead in that one and never let Rutgers get in it, which is, you know, a good sign. Of course, Coach Theobald got her win because Lindsay Williams was back nursing surgery from an appendectomy. But Jasmine Powell had a good game for him. She scored 19 points but made big shots for him, timely shots when they needed it the most. And Rutgers, a team a little bit like the Gophers in terms of record and a little bit erratic this year. So that's a good win for them. Plus, they get Maryland coming to town, who's always good, on Sunday. So that was, you know, they hadn't played for a while with that Northwestern game being postponed, and that was a really good win for the Gophers to just to play a game again, get the win on the road, and then kind of reset yourself and find out, you know, what's next. But you know you're going to have your hands full on Sunday.
What do we got on the prep front? Any good high school games tonight, this weekend?
There are. You know, I mean, if you look right now in the western suburbs, they're in the top 10 rankings, and rankings aren't everything, but in the late conference, there's seven teams, and five of them are in the top six in the state in girls basketball. So they're, my point being, they're all going to start playing each other now, and these are supposed to be the top teams in the state, with Hopkins obviously the best. They get Edina tonight. Minnetonka plays Eden Prairie. They've both been, I think, one-loss team against an undefeated team. That list, just St. Michael Albertville is great. Wayzata is great. They're all in that same conference. Then Chaska's not in the conference, but they're pretty darn good, as well as Mallory Heyer, who's going to the play for the Gophers next year. And Eden Prairie has Mia Holloway going there, and so there's a lot of really good players out there. So Minnetonka plays Eden Prairie tonight, and then Holy Family in Hill Murray, I think it is, girls hockey, got a big game over there at Aldrich Arena again. And so, yeah, there's some good games tonight.
Awesome. We got the Wolves here on WCCO tonight against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, and of course they beat them the other night, and now they go to Oklahoma City to play the second half of a back-to-back. But Oklahoma City's been they've gotten a little bit better here, and they certainly gave the Wolves more than they should have. But they're a very, you look at that roster and that team, they're not a lot of firepower there. And now that the Wolves are fortified, you know, this is where you make your move. You got to get to 500. You do that by beating teams like Oklahoma City, and it shouldn't have been as close as it was the other night. But the Wolves now, you know, Russell and Towns have that first game back out of their way, and they, I don't know, they're going to frustrate us some this year, Vanita. The Wolves will, but they're going to be fun to watch too, because on given nights they're going to be really good.
Yes, they are definitely fun to watch. Fun to go to games. Thank you so much, Maxie. We'll talk to you in another hour here.
Thanks, Vanita.
Okay.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.